Todd Frazier and the Yankees take on the Blue Jays in Toronto, and the Bronx Bombers live up to their billing at Rogers Center.
Swung on and into the air to deep center field. Back goes Pilar on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. Gary Sanchez hits one over the dead center field wall to put the Yankees on top. Oh, that Gary is scary.
Driven deep to left field. Going back. Aoki turning, looking. See ya. Home run, Todd Frazier, as the Yankees go back to back and lead 2-0.
Didi swings and rips one to deep right center field. That ball's high, it is far, it is gone. Into the second deck in deep right center. The pitch. Swung on and line to right center field. There's a base hit. And the Yankee lead is now down to 6-5.
Up the middle, a base hit. Two-run single for Torres, and it's 8-5 Yankees.
The Yankees scored two in the eighth and three in the ninth. They beat the Blue Jays 11-5. The Yankees have now won 3 of 4, though Aaron Judge extends a franchise record by striking out for a 26th consecutive game. But another Yankees rookie has a career night. Garrett Cooper goes 4 for 5 with 2 RBIs. With the win, the Yankees improved to 60-52 on the year. They remain 4 games back of the Red Sox for the top spot in the AL East. Here's the manager, Joe Girardi.
You know, he was big for us tonight. A lot of big hits for us tonight, especially those last couple that he had to break the game over for us and really give us some breathing room.
Even though he's been back and forth, he said he felt like this team really needed a night like that offensively. Did you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think it helps. You look at 2 of the last 3 offensive nights that we've had, they've been pretty big outputs. I think we had 8 in Cleveland or 6. I don't remember what it was. And then you get a bunch tonight. So I think it was important.
Joe, what's the latest on Frazier?
You know, he's going to have an MRI in the morning, so not sure.
Joe, was it just on a swing in the cage?
You know, he said he felt like some cramping, you know, last night when he came out of the game, and today he felt it in BP, and I just said, we're not taking a chance. I don't think it's really significant, but you got to make sure that, you know, it doesn't turn into what Aaron Hicks has.
Where did Todd get hit?
He got hit in the elbow. He's got some C marks. I took him out. He said he could go back in. I told him just go get some ice on it.
But what did you think of the production? Not only 1 through 9, but really the bottom half of the order, 6 through 9.
Big night. Todd Frazier had a big night. Coop, Torres, Ellsbury had some big hits, some RBIs. Just an outstanding job on their part. And when our offense was really going good, that's what we were doing. We were getting production from everyone, and that's, you know, it was good to see.
How's Joe's father doing?
His ankle's probably going to be sore. I don't think there are any tests planned right now, but I'll keep you informed.
Do you ever let him hear the end of that?
Oh, they're talking about early running tomorrow, early work tomorrow. They're going to kill him.
Unless I gave up 5 walks tonight. What was wrong with him?
His split wasn't very good tonight. You know, I thought his slider was pretty good. I thought his fastball was okay. He didn't really have a split tonight. And, you know, we talk about how important that pitch is for him, and he just didn't have a good one.
What told you? I mean, he only given up, I mean, I know he given up the walks and had, you know, wasn't very efficient, but he'd only given up 2 hits at that point.
Yeah.
A lot of times, the way of work is way
yeah.
out.
Yeah. You know, I think with the 85 pitches and really 4 innings, you know, there's concern there, you know, that he's getting tired, and that's why I made the change.
Joe, how do you feel about Judge? I mean, he's 26 straight games strikeout now for him.
He's going to strike out, but he's going to hit home runs, and he's going to be productive, and he's going to take his walk. So, I mean, we knew that coming in. I mean, so the strikeouts don't worry me. The productivity is what you want. As long as he remains productive and he's getting on base and hitting home runs, you can live with it.
Todd Frazier has himself a huge game at Rogers Center on Wednesday. He goes 3 for 4 with the home run, 4 runs scored, and 3 RBIs.
No, I just, you know, once you get hit in the elbow, it's not a good feeling, no matter how fast it is. You know, it just flew up a little bit, but hopefully with ice, I'll be fine tomorrow. So.
He said you told him that you wanted to go back out there,
yeah.
But he said, let's ice it right away.
Yeah, so, I mean, I got to listen to what the manager says, so I thought I could go out there, but better off getting ice on it. So it was a good decision by him. So I'll do some ice. They'll put some stuff on there, and hopefully tomorrow it'll be just fine.
Balance. satisfied with your offensive production tonight.
Yeah, very, very satisfied. We had everybody came through today. You know, Cooper, Toe, Sanchez started off with the home run, kind of kickstarting us, and that's what it is. Sometimes hitting's contagious, man. That old saying goes, and everybody pretty much came through today on the offensive outburst, and let's keep on doing that. That'll be pretty nice.
Garrett Cooper continues to impress for the Yankees in his rookie season. With his career-high 4 hits on Wednesday, his season average is up to .364.
Just taking it day by day. You know, if taking an 0-for-4 doesn't affect the next day, you know, getting a few hits the day before and riding into the next game. You know, it's not getting two up and not getting two down.
There have been a lot of highs and lows for this offense lately. Did you guys need a night like this pretty badly?
Yeah, you know, after last night and not, you know, coming through with a few big hits. And, you know, it's nice for, you know, to put up 11 spot and, you know, let's keep it rolling.
Does it leave you encouraged, the fact that it didn't all happen in one inning, the fact that you guys continued to build on that lead throughout the course of the game?
That's huge. You know, you take it inning by inning, and, you know, you're trying to put up a crooked number every inning.
The Yankees will go for the series win on Thursday night when Sonny Gray takes the mound.